Good evening. Is that on? Yeah. Well, welcome again to the Apologetics Forum meeting here. The topic is, as you know, on the resurrection, which is going to be done by Phil Fernandez. But I want to remind you up front here, these are the list of local apologetics meetings that are going on in this area, not just here, but also in Bothell and in Bellevue. And also remind you that we have a Seattle Creation Conference coming up at the end of May, end of next month. And so you'll want to make yourself aware of that, get the date. The best thing is make sure you have the website address so you can find out when all these meetings are happening and the details of when they start and what the lectures will be on. So let me just open up a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Father, we come to you just to thank you for this good day that we could celebrate. Thank you for the improving weather. We just thank you for all the folks that could come out and listen. And we thank you for Phil Fernandez, who is our speaker this evening. We just pray that you would just be with him, give him the right words to use, and may we all be enlightened by what he has to say and better appreciation of your word. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so the next slide, just to remind you what the mission of this forum is, and that is to help equip believers in the defense of the faith as defined in Jude 3. And we do that in three different areas: creation versus evolution, general Christian apologetics, and biblical worldview. And we take 1 Peter 3:15, which I'm sure you know well, as our key verse. So we are a resource, an equipping ministry. We don't take the place of the church or of parents or of schools. We are here to help equip believers. Next slide. A little bit more about the forum. There's clipboards at the beginning of each of these sections. If you could, if you're in the front there, pick one up and just pass it around. If you're not on the mailing list that you get our mail directly, if you're not on it yet, you can add your name and you'll get notices of these upcoming meetings and other things that are happening with the forum. There's one in the beginning of each section here. So on the website, you'll find a list of all upcoming meetings. And all of these lectures are recorded and put up on the website. Both the audio and the video will be up there. And in some cases, the slides that are used for the talk are also given. We have two special events coming up this summer. And there are also sign-up sheets for that. And Ron Payne, Ron, if you could come up a minute. He is the one that is organizing these two tours. And I just want him to remind you of where they are and the dates. And again, it's July 12th and August 9th. But the details, the dates, and the details for each of the tours are, again, on the website. So make sure you write down the apologeticsforum.org website. And you can get all the details there. But Ron, why don't you come up and just remind people?
Okay. On July 12th, we're going to be going on a field trip to Mount St. Helens. We're going to be stopping at Lloyd and Doris Anderson's Seven Wonders Museum. And then we're going to go up and take a couple stops on the way up, take a short hike on the way up to the mountain. And you're welcome. It's a neat one-day trip for the family. It's a pretty easy hike. We're going to go right down by the Toutle River and see how the canyons are carved out there. And then August 9th, we're going to be going on a field trip to Dry Falls over east of Wenatchee on Highway 2. Has anybody ever been to Dry Falls? Pretty cool, isn't it? It's about three times bigger than Niagara Falls, but there's not a drop of water there. Figure that out. So we're going to talk about the Missoula flood and how both of those actually support catastrophism geologically and how that relates to Noah's flood and such like that. So is going to be a car caravan over to Dry Falls, and then we're all going to meet down at Seven Wonders for this St. Helens trip. Okay? And the sign-ups are in the welcome table back here.
And you should sign up quickly because they do fill up. They're very popular trips. The other thing I want to remind you of, we have a survey form that is on the web. If you have certain topics that you would like to see discussed at this forum, let us know. And it's on the web, and then you can just send an email to me with the results of that survey. We're always looking for volunteers to help us out, both at the board level and also other tasks that we just need to get done, including helping with populating the web with content and some other things that you'll see listed on the website. So if you have a passion for apologetics and would like to help us out, come and see me afterwards. The other thing you should be aware of, and some of you already are, is the social media that we support. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, and we're also getting started with YouTube. So all of these lectures that are taken here will be available on YouTube in the very near future. Sorry?
How will they be found on YouTube?
You'll find them on our website. Always go to our website. All the past meetings are on the website, and you just find a link to that particular meeting, the topic, and then there'll be a link to YouTube. So there's makes it easy for you to find it. Okay, the other thing I just want to say is how do we fund ourselves, the expenses, whether it's three major things. One is through book sales, as you see in the back there. And second, we do take a free will offering after the lecture for those of you that would like to help carry this work forward. And that's, a free will offering, no coercion, and that's fine. Okay, next slide. I talked about the survey. And I'm going to give you a chance now to give us some input on the kinds of things you would like to have discussed at this forum. Most of the talks we've had so far, the first eight meetings, were on the creation versus evolution. We did one on the cults, that was Mormonism, last month. And this one is more on general apologetics, Christian apologetics, that Phil will be doing. But we also intend to cover biblical worldview and other false belief systems such as the emerging church and Chrislam, which some of you may have heard about, but I'm sure not everybody's familiar with them. And so what I'd like to do is ask you to just put up your hand quickly, and if I can ask perhaps Dan and Matt and Don, the three of you, if each of you could just count each section, take one section, Matt, the middle section, just a rough count. So just vote once, just once. I know you want to get lectures on all of them, but, what would you like to see in the next few months? So first of all, creation versus evolution. Okay. Christian apologetics. General, like evidence, this is, Phil's going to talk about the evidence for the resurrection. There's evidence for other parts as well. Okay? And then the third one, biblical worldview. We haven't done any lectures on that yet, but what is a biblical worldview? Okay? And then there's always some more cults to cover. We want to make people aware of that. We've only done Mormonism so far, so there's, okay. And then the fifth one is other, false belief systems such as Chrislam, emerging church, things like that. Okay? And the rest of you, whatever we put up, you'll watch. All right. Well, thank you. Okay, the next slide. Bunch of things we're going to walk through here. We talked about the tours. Ron talked about the tours. And before we get into this list, I want to play that little section from ICR on some facts that we should know about. Nothing to do with the topic tonight, but it's just an interesting little clip. So if we could do that next.
Can Evolution Explained Math. The Mandelbrot set of numbers reveals a secret code that went undiscovered for thousands of years. While mathematicians can plot this set by hand, today's computers show with great precision that beauty is built into numbers. And when you take a closer look at the Mandelbrot set, you see the pattern goes on without end. This is an example of a fractal, a type of structure that repeats infinitely on smaller and smaller scales. Snowflakes have a fractal quality. Why is this? The laws of nature responsible for snowflake formation are mathematical because they stem from the mind of God. Fractals occur both in math, which is abstract, not made of atoms, and the physical world, which is made of atoms, because they have the same designer. Lightning branches occur in a fractal pattern, and so does broccoli. If the universe was formed by chance, why would nature follow mathematical rules? After all, the number 7 couldn't have evolved from the number 3. Try that argument on your banker sometime. 7 has always been 7, and 3 has always been 3. So when it comes to math, everyone borrows from creation. After thousands of years, we can now plot the Mandelbrot set. Yet, the secret code of creation represents just a small window into the infinite mind of God.
Just a little tidbit I thought you should know about. Math is really something. The fact that it can describe so many things that we see, how could that be without a creator? Just can't be. Next thing I want to let you know is that the book tables will be open after the lecture here. And all the ones, CAPS table, Phil's Institute of Biblical Defense table, and then there's one that I'm going to ask thousands, not billions. That's a book put out by ICR and a DVD put out by ICR. Did we bring that, Larry? Yeah. Okay. So, Larry, if you could just stand up and be recognized. Larry Vardaman used to be VP at ICR, and he's going to speak to us next month on the topic of the Earth being thousands of years old rather than billions, and those two, a book and a DVD, back that up, the science behind that. No, there's not very many there. So if you have an interest, let Don know or Matt know at the table back there that you would like to have a copy, and we can get one for you next month. Okay? So do that. And then the rest of them, Ray Comfort has produced a lot of different short DVDs which are evangelical in nature and really talk about how we defend our faith in the area of evolution and science. The one on evolution versus God, for example, is a very good one because it talks about people are interviewing so-called experts in evolution and ask them, well, tell me, what's the science behind evolution? And when you really probe, they don't have an answer. They just believe it. It's a belief system. It's a philosophy. And so that was very enlightening. What we have today is we have a new one put up by Ray Comfort, Living Waters again. And it's called Noah and the Last Days. Some of you may have watched the new movie out on TV, Noah. Hopefully not too many of you did, because it's not a very biblical DVD. This one here, obviously, is very biblical, and it goes into how does that compare, how do Noah's days compare with the last days that we live in today. And so I want to play a short segment of that, the trailer for that, about a minute and a half long.
The future of the world, your future. 10 indisputable signs, undeniable evidence that we are living in the last days. The future is coming. NoahTheMovie.com.
The Bible, Noah? No, I do not believe he existed.
So you don't think he built an ark?
No, no. I'm very comfortable with my atheism, but I support myths.
So there you have it. It's about a half hour long, the movie itself. Okay, then there are other pamphlets on the table, some of them for sale, and others that you can just peruse. There are also some other sample books on the table that you, well, if they have my name on it, please don't take them. They're there for viewing, but Ron has some at his table, and we're just trying to make you aware of some books that are available on these topics. And you can buy them, you know, most of them through Ron. And then I also have a lending library, which have a lot of creation, evolution, and apologetics books. And rather than just sitting on my shelf, because I can't read them all at once, you are welcome to borrow them. There's a sign-up sheet back there. Let me know which ones you want to borrow. On the web, there's a list of all the books and DVDs available. So take advantage of that if you have an interest. Okay, with that, I'm going to introduce the speaker, and that is Dr. Phil Fernandez. He's going to speak on the topic at hand here. We just had Easter, and he's going to talk about the evidence that we have for the resurrection. Phil Fernandez is one of the unique people who actually has a doctorate in apologetics. You know, where can you get those degrees? Not too many places you can do that. And he also is a pastor of a church over in Silverdale. So he is very knowledgeable in the whole area of apologetics. And the example today, of course, is the evidence for the resurrection. Phil?